It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Do you remember your first Penn State football game? Or how you tried to keep your head held high after a devastating loss? David and Matt Penchek certainly do. In their new book, they've compiled heaps of lists to commemorate Penn State's best and worst moments in sports history.
The Great Book, A Penn State Sports List by Matthew and David Penchek, has a wide range of lists. They're by both the authors and special guests such as former Penn State athletes Kelly Mazzanti, Lisa Salters, and Mike McQuarrie. When I read the first few lists, I found myself thinking, wow, I don't agree with this list at all. But once I made it a few more pages into the book, I realized that's the intention. The lists are written to provoke memories and conversation about Penn State moments and experiences. One of my favorite lists in the book is also probably the most depressing. It's called Heartbreaking Losses, and it covers the most hurtful and closest losses in Penn State sports history. This list is football heavy, but it does cover a variety of sports. There's the 1993 field hockey team's loss to North Carolina on penalty shots, and the women's soccer team's loss to Portland in the NCAA semifinals. Number one on the list is the infamous 14-7 loss by the football team to Alabama in the 1979 Sugar Bowl. Another great list was the top walk-ons for the football program. This list is great for the extremely knowledgeable football fan that can cite player names, depth charts, and recruiting rankings from across the years. It allows the superfan a chance to reach deep into the memory bank and come up with other great walk-ons who were left off the list. But like I said, you're not going to agree with every single list. For me, one such list was called All-Time Top Athletes from Center County. It was a nice list covering athletes from various sports, but it left off John Monty Ward, who is the only person born in Center County in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He helped jumpstart the baseball program at Penn State and is generally regarded as the person who developed the curveball. Another list that I felt was controversial was the Best Pizza in Pennsylvania list. It would be very hard to be an expert on every pizza place in the entire state, making the list far from accurate and probably unnecessary for a Penn State sports list book. Whether you've been to hundreds of Penn State sporting events or just a few, the list will spark memories both of game action and of your visit to State College. It will remind you of the time you hiked Mount Nittany or stopped by Meyer Dairy for a milkshake. I think the book would lead to some great conversations at a tailgate for a Penn State sporting event.
That book is The Great Book of Penn State Sports Lists by David and Matt Penchek, published by Running Press. David Penchek will give a talk about his book tonight at 7 p.m. at Sklo Library in State College. He says he's ready to defend his lists and hear your alternatives. Our reviewer, Joshua Geyer, owns the Fraser Street Deli in downtown State College with his wife, Kristen. They both graduated from Penn State in 2002. Now many of their sandwiches bear the names of Penn State sports legends. What are your favorite Penn State moments? Leave a comment on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.